Primetime politics, election integrity, ICE, and the machinery of power. President Trump is scheduled to deliver a primetime address Thursday night that, according to reporting from CNBC and Reuters, will center on declassified intelligence about foreign interference in the 2020 election. The address arrives after the administration gutted the Election Assistance Commission, the independent federal body overseeing election administration, and after the Department of Justice sent letters threatening prosecution of state officials who resist federal pressure on voter roll management. The sequencing is deliberate, dismantling institutional referees, centralizing federal authority over voter infrastructure, and then presenting a declassified narrative in an information environment where those checks have already been weakened. Mitch McConnell's announcement that a fall and a bout of pneumonia will keep him from the Senate adds complexity to a GOP majority already operating with minimal margin. McConnell is 84, and his extended absence makes near-unanimous Republican votes, already difficult in the current legislative environment, harder still, particularly as unresolved fiscal debates and the Iran conflict generate ongoing legislative demand. Separately, the confirmation hearing for Todd Blanche, Trump's former personal attorney, is generating sharp pushback centered on press freedom concerns, with civil liberties groups characterizing his involvement in certain DOJ actions as pressure on news organizations. The House voted unanimously to ban foreign money in U.S. ballot measures, a moment of bipartisan consensus that is genuinely rare in the current chamber. The measure addresses what both parties apparently agree is a real vulnerability: foreign entities funding state ballot initiatives to shape domestic American policy. Whether the Senate takes up the legislation remains an open question. In Maine, a 26-year-old Colombian man was shot and killed by ICE agents who, according to Senator Angus King, were not executing a warrant for him. He was not the intended target. King stated that Homeland Security Secretary Mullen confirmed this account. The accountability question: what legal and institutional recourse exists when immigration enforcement kills the wrong person, has no clear answer yet, and the case sits alongside Trump's cuts to two Utah national monuments by roughly 90%, and a study finding that $1.7 billion in National Guard deployments produced no measurable reduction in crime. Dark money is flooding the Minnesota Senate primary at a scale that suggests both national parties view the seat as a potential swing in the next cycle. The Democratic Socialists of America, meanwhile, saw its leadership narrowly vote to block a membership referendum on a 2028 presidential endorsement, an internal fracture that reflects genuine uncertainty about whether to commit early to the emerging generation of Democratic Socialist candidates, including Zohran Mamdani, whom Trump separately targeted in a video calling for Mamdani's and Bernie Sanders' arrest.